Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for March the 15th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give your divine wisdom to this court, each member of this court, in the general, to the public elected officials in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families who have loved ones away fighting wars to protect that we receive this day. Lord, we ask all these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We're going to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, and there he is, out of the ordinary.
You got that right, Judge.
Mr. Kerry Erickson, to talk about the employees' excellence.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate in court, I appreciate the opportunity to be here this afternoon and talk to you about our Employee Excellence Award. This will be, I think, the 15th time we've given out this award. We started it in 1995, and it's been a great success for us and given us the ability to recognize the caliber of employees that we have. This year, we had a number of nominations from among our employees, and remember, these employees are nominated by their fellow employees, so it's a peer recognition, actually. This year was a little unusual, too, in that we had actually a nominee that doesn't work for the county, which we couldn't accept, but at the same time, we certainly appreciate, and that was an employee of Ford Park, and we want to recognize the fact that those folks are doing a good job for us as well. We also had our first nomination for an entire team of employees, which was also very interesting to take a look at. One of the elected officials nominated his department as a team, and we thought that was pretty indicative of how our employees work well together. Before I do go on to the winners, I would like to recognize the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down the nominees to three finalists and then choosing a winner. If those folks are here, please stand when I call your name. The judges for the 2009 Employee Excellence Award are Loma George, Carolyn Martin, Michael Lloyd, and Michael said he couldn't be here today, Melissa Mua, and Sharon Barker. If you give them a round of applause. As I indicated, there were a number of nominees, and they were narrowed down to three finalists. And those three finalists, their department heads were notified. We asked if they could be here today, but nobody knows the winner except me and Charmaine. And by the way, I need to recognize Charmaine and Jamie from my office for setting all this up and coordinating this activity. Our second finalist and the winner of a $300 award and a certificate is Joyce Hafford. Joyce? Stand by me for just a second. Joyce has been with the county for 30 years and was nominated because she exhibits a professional and positive attitude. She's a very courteous individual who exhibits dedication, willingness to help others, attention to detail, and adherence to the finest work standards. Her character and commitment to her profession sets a great example for us all. Thank you, Joyce. Okay, and our first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and a certificate is Ramon Rodriguez. Ramon? Ramon is the Chief Prosecutor in the Criminal District Court for the District Attorney's Office. He's been with the county for 26 years. It was nominated because of his exceptional work ethic and the high degree of professionalism that he exhibits. His wealth of knowledge is indispensable as new attorneys and tenured prosecutors seek his expertise. Ramon's passion for his job, his willingness to lend a helping hand, and his driven spirit sets a great example for us all. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so that brings us to our winner of the 2009 Employee Excellence Award, who receives a $700 award, his name on a plaque to be displayed in the county clerk's office, and a certificate. And it goes to an employee with 8 years of service to Jefferson County in the MIS department, Jeffrey Ross. Congratulations, Jeff's a senior programmer analyst in MIS, which we all couldn't do without, I can assure you. He demonstrates integrity and a strong work ethic. He has a willingness to help find solutions and lend a helping hand in a professional manner. He's very knowledgeable of all programs utilized by MIS. Jeff's character, positive attitude, and commitment to his profession sets a great example for us all. Congratulations.
Thank you. Get behind me.
Also, Jeff's name will go up on this plaque, and it's displayed near the county clerk's office on the first floor in the new section of the courthouse. Yeah, and you have a resolution, Judge, if you want to go ahead and read that for us?
Yes, it's for approval today on the docket. It states that whereas Jeffrey Ross, Senior Programmer Analyst for Management Information System, has been selected by the employees of Jefferson County who meet all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. And whereas these qualities are shown by his 8 years of dedication to Jefferson County and his overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom he comes in contact. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in its regular meeting, duly convene and acting in its capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2009 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Jeffrey Ross and praise him for his dedicated service to the citizens and to the employees of Jefferson County.
Thank you. Judge, in keeping with our wellness program, we have a cake outside, but it is a diet cake. As soon as it's cut, all the calories leak out. So we'd like to invite everybody that was here for the presentation today, if they want to go ahead and make a move now towards the cake, that Charmaine and Jamie will be helping them out. Thank y'all very much.
Been here 30 years, she don't look 35. All right. First items on the agenda are under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for term contract for law enforcement equipment and uniforms for Jefferson County. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for bridge replacement on Boondock Road at North Fork of Taylor's Bayou. Item C, approve specifications for IFB bridge replacement on the Humble Camp Road at Hildebrandt Bayou. Item D, considering possibly disposition, a salvage property is authorized by the government code for broken or obsolete items. Item E, by addendum, considering possibly approved drainage improvement.
That items E and F, we got a call from David Waxman's office a while ago, and they want to look over the engineering contract to make sure that everything is in line with the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant guidelines. So they asked that we table that, the items E and F, for a week.
Jeff, I wonder if it'd be appropriate to approve them, authorize the judge to sign them and receive them pending on David Waxman's call, or would it be better just to wait a week?
It's okay with Mr. Rugg. It's okay with me.
I don't
All right,
either.
Let's wait a week then.
Second.
Hey. What was that motion for?
Purchasing A through.
Okay. All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly, not possibly, but we do encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is ongoing and is very vital to our country. Item B, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for 2010 Women in Construction Week. The National Association of Women in Construction. Item C, receive and file executed option to lease agreement between Jefferson County and Richard Design Services, Inc. for the sale of the building referred to as a postal and coating building. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract between Jefferson County and the Texas Department of State Health Services for grant funding for diabetes prevention and management service. Item E, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract number 724006 for water and sewer improvements in Cheek Community. Item F, consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing the Citizens Corp program, Citizens Corps program, and Community Emergency Response Team, that's CERT, C-E-R-T. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve a budget transfer to Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost in the amount of $8,000. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 336574 through check number 336833. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Clerk, item A, consider and possibly approve early voting locations and hours for the April 13th, 2010 Democrat and Republican primary runoff election as per the attachments. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for February 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings for county funds. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion?
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Human resources, we have already covered those, however, for approval. Is there a motion on item A and B? Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It is unanimous.
Judge, if I could back up to purchasing just for a minute and offer just a word of explanation. On item B and C, this concerns awarding or approving specifications for the rebuilding of the Boondocks Road Bridge and the Humble Camp Road Bridge. We still do not have our final environmental authorization to move forward with these projects, but in an attempt to expedite the projects, we're going to go ahead and approve the specifications and start the bid process. However, we cannot award the bids until we get that final environmental clearance. The environmental company hired by the state has assured us that we should have that by the time we're ready to award the bid. But I want to make it clear that the same rules that we've been fighting for over a year now still apply, and that is that we cannot start this project until we get that authorization. But this is an attempt to try to speed the process up a little bit and still play within the rules.
Judge, on purchasing, just for clarification, did we table E and F?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That was your motion, and that was my second, just to make sure that we got that clarified. Thank you.
Judge, I want to say one thing, and I know you brought it to the attention of the citizens. I want to make sure we stress the importance of the census data. There will be mailing those out within the next week. It is very important that our citizens fill those out and send them back in. It is crucial to the allocation of funding to our area, so it's very, very important.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that point. And we should be getting those this week in the mail. And I'm assuming that filling those out timely probably will avoid a visit to your house. Okay? So please do that. Anything else? All righty, we are adjourned.